topic 2023. Can't believe we made it.
Mama made it.
I generally thought we would not see 2023.
I didn't think this podcast would still be going into 2023. When we first started this podcast, I thought, yeah, we'll do like two episodes, which we did.
Which we did. We came back.
And here we are, episode 59 officially, but I'm sure.
Many a hiatus.
Yeah, hiatus. Many hiatuses, but many hiatuses we later. Always continue. We always pick up and get back to you all because we love you. We love you a lot.
This is free therapy. Technically.
Yeah.
It actually is the best free therapy you can get. So, Susie, tell me how you've been. Tell me how life.
Yeah, no, I've been good. I turned 30. And guys, that wonderful little personal revelation that I said I was going to give you. I just turned 30, which is cool. I don't feel it. I don't even know what being 30 means because you just spend your, you know, when you're younger, when I get to 30, I'm going to be grown up. I'm going to have all of it together. I'm going to be so cool. Yeah. Here I am. I'm 30.
Yeah.
I don't have it all together.
You are so cool.
I'm somewhat cool.
You are so cool.
I bet you, if I met my 15-year-old self, I would be like, yeah, she's cool.
I think she has a podcast. Your 15-year-old self would literally be fawning over you.
Now I want to be her when I go out. Look at her. Yeah, no, see? Guys.
And also, let's not forget, like, we attest to dirty 30s. Like, we live by that motto.
What the heck is dirty 30s? Like, I've been dirty in my 20s as well. Come on.
No. Dirty 30s are the best 30s. Like, when you're in your 20s, yeah, that's actually what should be. Disgusting 20s and dirty 30s. Yeah. These are different.
And then you get clean for your 40s.
Nah, ain't nobody trying to get clean worse. Until like
filthy 40s.
I'll only be clean when someone else is cleaning.
Yeah.
Me.
Okay. So, what is it called? Disgusting 20s, dirty 30s, and then filthy 40s. That's what it's going to be.
Filthy 40s. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But dirty 30s are the fundamentals of just doing you, fam. Like,
I'm just going to do me. That phrase starts when you are 26, 27. That's when you start going, well, I'm going to just do me.
I'm going to start doing
the other thing I realize is I can't drink much anymore. Yeah. I just literally can't, like, I just die inside. After more than one drink, I'm just dead to the world. Not even that nice, ooh, I could take a nap. No, I mean, why did I do this? Oh my god, I need to not, nah, I'm never doing this again. It just happens so quickly. Just so quick.
I'm never doing this again.
I'm never drinking again.
It's like me like trying to force shots down Susie's throat on her birthday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even for my birthday, I couldn't do it. What? Tell me why I even got the Barocca out.
She got the Barocca out for all. She was like, okay, here you go. I was like, what's this? Thinking it's freaking Fanta and vodka. Nope.
The girl was giving people Barocca. I was like,
welcome to dirty 30s, here you go.
Yeah. I literally was like, well guys, I've got some paracetamol and I've got some Barocca right here. Shots. I don't know her.
Yeah. I feel that. I totally feel that.
Yes, but I think I said in the last episode that you were on that I had a very special revelation in the new year to give you all. Well, guys, yes. I do have it right now. After like months and stuff, and obviously years in the making, I have ADHD, guys. And I don't even mean that as a joke, like, because everybody seems to have it. But yeah. I had like a feeling, and obviously I had a feeling that might be the case.
TikTok told me a few times.
I'd say TikTok solidified it. Like, TikTok solidified it for me because at first I was like, no. Like, this is a confirmation bias. Like, obviously it has to be this. But having gone through the process and having had my parents interviewed and having looked at my school stuff and just all of that kind of, all that detail, all that information across my life, Yeah, your girl got ADHD, attention hyper deficit disorder, I think, that hyperactivity disorder. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
How do you feel now that you know?
I kind of feel relieved. I feel so relieved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because then I can actually see how it's impacted me across my life and, like, you know, school, work, friendships, relationships, just all of that. Like, it's just, it's mm-hmm. insane. And also just how it plays out, like, culturally, because obviously you don't hear or see a lot of Black people saying they've got ADHD or whatever it is. And you don't have many people.
They tend to not bother with us.
No, not really. They just get on with it, isn't it?
Honestly. In school, everywhere, I feel like everybody in school had some form of test or something to just make sure that they were okay. But like black kids
just never got it. No,
nah, exactly. you've just been adapting to your new environment.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing else that could be going on. So obviously it's taken me up until 29 to get that diagnosis. So yeah, a bit life changing in a way because my world doesn't feel so like I don't know. It doesn't feel so sparse because now I know there's people that are going through the same things that I'm going through and have the same feelings and thoughts and all of that, and it's just it's good. Mm-hmm. I think it's good to know who I am and to know what my blind spots are, what my strengths are,
mm-hmm.
all of that. But anyway, that was my personal news. I'm not pregnant. I saw a TikTok the other day that was it hit a little bit too hard. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm not considered a teen mom if I get pregnant.
I've been seeing that, but in my head I'm like, I'm sorry, up until you're 28 that is still a teenage pregnancy, thank you.
Exactly.
No, the person's like,
I'm telling you, if I ever got pregnant, like, I would literally still think, oh, I'm too young.
Do you know, like, this is so bad of me. I'm honestly the most terrible human being, right?
Oh god.
I'll be scrolling through Facebook and then I'll see someone has like announced like a pregnancy and I'm like,
that's a bit soon.
No way. Yeah. And I'm ready to be like, you will never guess you. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's an adult with a husband. Mm-hmm. And a house.
And a dog.
Why should they have and a dog?
They have a mortgage.
You know what I mean? You are here with a whole mortgage and here I am texting people, you'll never guess who's pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
No. It's completely and utterly like, I don't know. I think that just goes to show where we are.
Yeah, it just goes to show these minds are not going to age past like 25 at all. But yeah, the other thing that we were going to mention, I think, was that, guys, we now have a Ko-fi account. So K-O-F-I. So if you, so I think we mentioned it last time, which is ko-fi.com, Ko-fi, like drinking your coffee and stuff. But yeah, guys, we have an open Ko-fi page. If you feel like buying us a cup of coffee to help us with our running of the costs of the BSP stuff, i.e. hosting and website fees and all of that fun stuff that no one ever likes to talk about when it comes to the realities of being a podcaster. But yeah, appreciate any and everything. Okay. Right. I think we're ready to get on with the show.
Yeah.
Boy, has it been interesting.
Like, first of all, I'm going to start off the show with saying, roughly about like a week or two ago, I say to Susie, our boy Harry needs to stop. Our boy Harry needs to stop. Like, okay, fine. Maybe they've had a conversation in the house about it and Megan's okay with this. But as your second wife, Harry, stop talking. Mm-hmm. Stop talking. Mm-hmm. Stop talking. There has been recently a clip that has been released upon other things, because I'm sure you've got the book and you're ready to read the book, right?
Yeah. So I've got the book. It got delivered into my Audible today.
Yeah. Hopefully we can somehow edit the clip onto the episode so that y'all can actually hear his words coming from his mouth. But Prince Harry has sort of said something along the lines of, he does not feel that the royal family making comments on Archie's skin color is racist. He does not think that that is.
For 50 marks, discuss.
Is it source based or fact based?
yeah. Front and back, right? On front and back, guys.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Because obviously, I get it. He's trying to say that she never said explicitly that the royal family is racist. But to go back to what Oprah had asked her about being silent or being silenced, and that's obviously an awkward thing, would she have actually come out and said they're racist? One could probably say that she was trying to say that in so many words, because saying that the skin tone and skin color of your child and the conversations being had around that is concerning, that's giving racial subtext.
This is my problem with this world that we live in. Why is it as a Black person you're scared to say that's racist?
Well, I'm with her on that. Why she wouldn't have done that? Because their mind, that's the first interview that was ever given about this.
Story.
So she's probably like scared. And remember, she was like heavily pregnant and had suffered like the miscarriage and everything. So she's probably scared. So that's fair. I think for me in this bit, it's Harry, like, you know, she was trying to say that, like, it's very clear that that's what she was saying in so many words. You, whose family it is, you can tell them they're racist. You can say it.
You should say it.
Yeah.
And that's why people have the audacity to say
explicitly,
things like,
oh, but that's what she meant.
Boy, you cannot categorically deny that them making a comment about your own child's skin color, your child, that's your child.
If the conversation vibes are concerning and they're talking about skin color, then
your sperm,
that sounds like you should intervene and call it out for what it is, surely,
you know.
Yeah,
surely. Surely. But I was shocked. I was generally really shocked to hear that, because I was like, I just, not after everything that we've gone through. And then obviously now you've given freaking Piers Morgan another fucking leeway to
post. I think Piers is just a wagon hitcher. Like, he just waits for bored. Any... No, he's not even bored. He's obsessed. He's like, basically. He's obsessed.
The tears gone cold. I'm wondering why. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm going to find this tweet, because honestly, it made me laugh. It genuinely made me laugh, because I genuinely think that, like, men like Pierce.
Like, men like Pierce.
Do you know what? Let me.
A song needs to be made about men like Pierce.
You know? Mm-hmm. I was gonna say something and I chose to keep silence. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Has his Twitter been taken off again?
Well, I think he got hacked.
So, hold on a second. I don't know if I'll believe that.
No, he did get hacked.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah, he got hacked. Like, major.
And was this before
someone
or after
was
the tweet
trolling?
Oh, were they?
Yeah, they were trolling.
But
on
I want to know whether this was before or after his tweet asking for his job back.
No, that wasn't a troll. That was him being serious.
Exactly. So see, like, Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan.
Yeah, Piers does actually have like Piers. He's giving Piers.
He's trying to peer into everyone's fucking soul.
Piers Morgan. Okay.
P.S.
Anyway.
I need someone's African auntie to sit down with him.
I don't, you know.
No, someone's
he
aunt
needs
to sit
take
down.
A sabbatical. He needs to go somewhere, somewhere where there is
it's just time for
no Wi-Fi, no phone signal, no nothing, just wilderness.
You need to send him to the north of Scotland.
No, I was going to say, he needs to go to the bush.
He does need to. Yo, Pierce needs to go to the bush.
Yeah.
You're right.
He needs to go to the bush. He needs to go and feed the cows. He needs to go milk them in the morning. He needs to have fear. He needs to have that fear we all have when we go back home, lay in the bed at night. And why is that noise? You know what I mean? he needs to experience just...
He needs to experience.
And then he needs to come back and just, like, reevaluate everything he's ever said and done. But anyway, all this to say... I have a question. Do you think that the media is purposefully making Harry out to be the savior of A, interracial relationships, and B, this him and Meghan, and like him and Meghan are spokespeople for racism? Because that's what I like. I'm getting the vibe that the conversation is being detracted from actually this is about a man that is trying to protect his wife, but the press and all that stuff are making it out to be, look, it's about racism.
Well, of course. Of course. It will always be the case that whenever something like that is involved, they're going to turn that around and make it something that will,
but, you know, the problem, you don't think, is they're kind of... If Harry isn't able to successfully put his point across, it's a point across the board against racism.
It is. And it always is. No, that's the thing. But that's what the media are trying to do. That's what the media are trying to do. Sorry, I can't take myself seriously. I don't think you reacted like that.
Yeah.
I was trying to be serious. No, but it is. It actually is. But that's what the media are just trying to do. They're just trying to, anything that, like, any argument that goes for, or anything that's, you know, showing that this is the world that we live in and it actually is disgusting, they try to somehow turn it around and work it in their benefit. Okay, fine, yeah, this is racism and it's disgusting. But look, the same people that want to fight racism are now going back against it. So is there actually racism?
Exactly. No. Thank you. You've hit the nail on the head. It ends up being, does racism actually exist?
Because if you're going to go back on your word, what was it? Someone literally said...
I think it was Piers. It was Piers, like, do I get my job back now that... But Piers, you lost your job because you... Piers lost his job because he fundamentally was saying, like, Meghan was lying about being suicidal.
Yep.
So,
yep.
He's now turned the whole thing around, trying to make a whole new narrative to sort of say, see, racism doesn't exist. Harry said to himself, give me my job back, because that's actually what I was talking about in the first place, not because of her mental health.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like, why has the conversation not become about how exploitative the whole media machine is? Because that's the freaking problem. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to make a big deal. For example, the avocado thing.
Wait, what avocado?
When she ate a smashed avocado or something, and they say, oh, look at her promoting human trafficking and...
Oh, my God!
All right?
Sorry.
Right?
Oh, like, no, I do get... I just...
The fact that it becomes a conversation about race shows that... Oh, guys, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. The whole thing is just, like, it's mental to me. It's mental because there's so many nuances, like, so many different things going on. But the main narrative seems to be Harry and Meghan are a huge, big icon for racism, whether it exists or whether it doesn't, which it does, right?
Which it does.
And it's, like... But
like, the thing is that I just find it mad, right, that... Being in this country for the amount of years that I've ever been in this country, there has been so many mad things that have happened.
Dude.
So many times. There has been, like, do you remember the whole Shilpa Shetty, Jade Goody situation that happened?
And I'm not saying there was that she deserved it.
Anyway.
Shush! No, shut up. Stop it.
I was trying my best not to. Okay, so that whole situation happened, right? And it was disgusting. And that literally blew over within a matter of time. And when Jade unfortunately passed away, obviously rest her soul in peace, people were bringing the whole thing back up as if she had done nothing wrong.
Right. Complete erasure, like, no, of what happened.
Yeah. And it wasn't even the racist.
Like, yeah, that, it's so sad.
It wasn't
that people
it was,
die from...
That's the thing. It's like, you can't...
But also, in that moment, saw Jade, but you actually caused quite a great deal of pain. So
a massive amount of pain.
Let's not forget
like,
that.
That's a horrible thing. That's a horrible thing. And the people that were sticking up for Shilpa didn't say anything when Jade passed away. The majority of people actually said, yeah, there we go. It was the people that then wanted to bring it back up again on her side. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that all happened. And that's not only one of the biggest controversies that happened, obviously, in regards to the racism in Britain. But for me, for this to have blown to this magnitude, all it took was a woman of color to be in a position higher than most British people, which is being a royal. God forbid a black will always be a royal. Now look at where we are.
Yep.
This is a race. This is a racial discussion that will not end for a good amount of
time. This will be for the rest of their lives. For the rest of their lives.
If they ain't learning this in history, then I don't know what. If it's not going to be there in the curriculum, then I don't know what. But it just goes to show that pretty much the majority of the UK that are not people of color will stand by the fact that racism does not exist, yet still,
you know,
still turn a blind eye on situations like this. For me, all it has taken was this Meghan and thing. If you're from any other country and you saw this situation and you've got the knowledge on obviously what's going on, all you have to do is look at the situation and you can categorically say the UK as a country is racist.
Yeah, all I'm saying is period. Just have a look at just any kind of social media, anything. Even me, period. To be honest, I posted a TikTok. What was it? Right, yeah. It was a TikTok, which was... all I was saying... what's that? What's the meme again? You're gonna be popular.
Yeah.
Right. So my caption was something like what my mom said to me before we moved to Scotland from Zambia, aka the joke being like, you know, there's not a lot of black people, so you know, you're gonna get questions, hun.
You know.
So I put that up and. True to form, the majority of people have been absolutely amazing. You know, it's got a couple thousand views, all of that stuff. But let me tell you about the amount of comments I have had to delete. Because I personally, my motto is that I think that hate begets hate. As in, like, you post something hateful and I just allow it, it's going to attract more hatred. And then more hate will come in. And it's going to attract more, like, just disgusting comments. Go back to where you're from. No, you. First, you go back. Like, like I know
you don't even know where that's at.
Yeah, look, I know. Look, the other thing is, I know that I'm really petty. So for me, if I get, you know, hate comments and that kind of stuff, I'm always gonna be like, I'll find where you live. I'll find your workplace. I'm gonna screenshot all of this. Make your life a misery, right? Like, I'm not being funny, but like, but anyways, I'm saying hate begets hate, and it doesn't take me in my tiny insignificant little TikTok numbers or whatever. Even I'm getting hate for a freaking TikTok, you know, for a lip sync, be racially abused for a lip sync. Never mind being in that position of absolute visibility. Can you imagine? No, thank you.
Can you?
That's why I'm saying.
I was looking for my favorite comment there.
I don't know. Maybe this is what I'm saying.
You have deleted it, and this is what I mean. Like, mine and yours pettiness is actually
no. Seriously, no. I'm even like no. In a way, I'm kind of like if you even acknowledge, because there was one. I literally had a 3-comment argument with someone. Not even argument, right? All I did was reply back to them. Oh my god. Like, you know, when they just start coming with just nonsense. I'm not gonna read that comment. Why have you had to split your comment into like 3 different things? Like, get a life. Go outside.
Like,
if this, I if you didn't like this TikTok, go outside. Like, just go. You can scroll.
That's the thing. Up. You know that amount of times I see the most weirdest messed up TikToks, and I'm like, mind your own business.
Yeah. Scroll. If I didn't like the TikTok, you know what I do sometimes when it's like just not to my taste, and I don't want them to continue creating this content. I just like I click the more button and I say not interested in this type of content.
So if you don't want to see black Scottish people, you're not interested in this.
And you know, probably even searching black Scottish people. That's why I just delete them, because I'm not even going to validate you. Like, no. I'm just going to, now you, I can't believe she deleted it. Like, you know, now you're mad. Uh-huh. And that's good.
Now you're a bigger person than me, Suze. You're a bigger person than me. You really are, because I think my whole comment section would actually just be me.
Yeah.
going at
me. Oh, if I if,
and I would have had by fire by force, because there is one that I remember specifically from your comment section. I wanted so badly to reply. I think it's the one that the guy that said that you can't what was it? You can't find lions here.
Oh, I think that one's still there.
I wanted to die.
I got that one, like, because I might respond to it.
I was gonna reply saying I want to find a lion, but I'll find your dusty balls. Like, that's close enough to a fucking lion as you're gonna get. But like,
no lives. It's fine. It's okay.
They really have no lives.
It's okay. I'd like to think that they're letting it all out because actually they're really miserable, and that gives me a sense of comfort in myself to know that this person is probably going through the worst time of their lives, like right now, and that's why they've got nothing.
And I'm finna make it worse.
Oh no, no, I'll make it worse. It's as bad as it can get. You could have scrolled, but you took the time out of your day to make a comment, and all I did was whoop, delete. So look at you. You're mad for no reason.
You're mad for no reason.
That reminds me of that time. Ultimately, you accomplished
that time we
nothing.
Had a weird. Point exactly. Do you remember that time we had a weird argument on a Facebook at some point or some guy?
Oh, I mean, I had time for him. That? I had time for him, yeah.
Oh no, because everybody had time. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Some of them that like, you have time for because
they put their
love when people
when they put their
I love when people think they're
it.
Educated.
No, it's when they
I
put,
love when they think they're educated.
Dude, when they put their actual government name to it, I've got time. I've got time.
We can
not for trolls
very easily.
Yeah, I can. Yeah. Because it just lets everybody see just exactly who they are.
That's very, very
but
true.
But anyway, speaking of exactly who...
That's the reality of the sitch.
All mm-hmm. right, sorry. I was moving to the next topic because a girl's on a timetable.
No,
table.
Go.
I know. Yeah. Sending money home, Shirley McPherson. How do you feel about sending money home?
Fuck. That nigga. You can beep it out if you want. Now, okay, it's I'll tell you one for free. I will not be doing that. I'll tell you that for free. I will not be
You've
doing
You've never
that.
Sent a little tenner back.
I've never sent a little tenner back. Mm. No, because every single time I go back, I come back with not even a tenner to my
Not name. Even the knickers you left with.
Not even the knickers that I left with. Not even the shoes with a hole in them. I don't come back with none
yeah,
of that.
You have to take your, like,
so why must
I? Because you know you're not coming back.
Do you know what I mean?
It. Yeah.
I absolutely adore my family. And I know that there's a lot of my family back at home that actually do respect the situation and they don't think that we shit money, you know, out of the toilet. Some of them do understand that, you know, unemployment is still a thing in this country. Poverty is still a thing in this country. Shit, do you know how much it costs for fucking Lurpak?
Yeah, so
in this country?
Ooh. You just gotta get that Nopak from Aldi or Lidl.
Do you know what? I've just been eating so much Nordpak recently. Like, maybe that's why I'm so strung up.
There you go. Well, they put
no, but like, there's a lot of people at home that understand our situations, but there are many that do not. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones there that, like, you know, as a kid growing up, and God obviously praise my parents for doing as much as they can for me, there were certain things in life that I was not able to get, able to have. And yes, materialistic things, yes, little things here and there. And you're seeing all of this money go somewhere else. And I do understand, obviously, your parents do have, like, some form of responsibility they feel mm-hmm. for their family back at home. And we're not talking about, like, you know, their moms or dads. Nah, not them. No. We're talking about other adults that can fend for themselves. But, you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of with you. So I think I've sent, I think in total, a couple hundred.
Girl, no.
A couple hundred. But I have very specific criteria that I need to meet. Like, if I break that, I don't, basically, guys, I don't send it to any of my, I don't send money to my aunts or uncles. I'm like, all right, okay, y'all are grown up.
Cousins.
Y'all are grown up. Yeah. And cousins,
it makes sense. When,
anyway, I mean, then it's kind of like, ooh, yeah. My criteria is for education, mm-hmm. I will consider it. Like, I'll do it for education. So, for example, I try not to give like monetary amounts, to be honest. If I've got stuff here that I can send back, then I will send physically.
Yeah, physical things
physical
back.
Physical things, yeah. Mm-hmm. Money for... I really have to be like, for what? Why can't your mom do it?
What?
Dad, do it.
You know,
You know, why are we coming to me as a first? No, I don't. If you ask me for money straight up, no. Like, it's a big no. I've literally been like, some people have tried to guilt trip me. And you know when you're like, I don't even know who you are. We just share like the last name. Who are you? Who are you? You've added me out of nowhere and you're asked, what? No.
That those ones there.
Isn't it? You're in the UK.
Isn't it? Because I don't know if you've noticed, it's the immediate ones will respect you and respect your livelihood and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. I love my cousins to bits because, to be honest with you, I've never even had any of those requests from my cousins. It's always them ones there that are just, you are a McPherson.
Yeah, but it's where? You do understand, you know, like there's so many people, like hundreds of people that share my last name on both sides. Do you know what I mean? How am I supposed to know who you, what? No.
I'm sorry, but if I don't know you, then why are you even like sliding in my DMs like that, like that to ask money? I'm why?
It's just like a hi, how are you? Good, thanks. You, oh, well, you know, going through the most or going through whatever. Can you send money?
Life is so hard right now.
I'm like, bro, it's hard too. It's hard here
too. We're not eating at home. I'm not eating here. Susie, you meant to keep a straight face when I say that. No, but like, come on.
The Leckies run out. What do you think? We're also living in load shedding times.
Exactly. Damn,
load shedding in the UK too. Anyway.
Do you know what I mean? And I actually do remember this, like, actual, like, the genuine audacity when I just first moved in. And you know when you just first move in and like there's barely even furniture and you're like, okay, cool, get yourself together. Like, niggas are wanting money. money guy, where is it? I mean, if you want to fly over and help me search for it, with like, we can do it.
Yeah,
we may as well. Do you know, like, girl, start an OnlyFans, you'll be better off. I just don't get the argument. I think I've honestly held a lot of anger for this in my heart just because of seeing it growing up. But like, I understand personally where my parents have come from.
Yeah, okay. I mean, this is an individual situation. Seriously speaking, like, I totally understand.
Because if it was my siblings at home, I'd say,
right, right. But I don't know if you've ever noticed, and it's not just, you know, my family. I've certainly heard all this from other people. Is like, because your parents sent so much money back, how many of our parents really have something, you know, to concretely show for all of that money that they sent back over the years? Some of this money could have built, you know, schools, could have built like a huge mansion, huge palace. But
like, I generally think if I ever done the math, I'd commit.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I say to my mom, I said, you gotta stop sending money because
if I'd done the math, you can save this money for your retirement.
In the UK.
Point exactly. You know? Point exactly.
I suppose our parents have got great pensions, but anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of like,
good on them.
Defined contribution.
The way my mom was like, I don't know. I think I was just auto-enrolled. And then I looked at it, I was like,
yeah. They came before like the change. But anyways, all this to say.
Yeah.
They could have had something to show for it. And I feel like that whole cycle of sending money back home just kept people reliant. Not that it's our parents' fault, because on the other hand, like, people should be like, oh, you've given me money for uni, for college, for whatever. Let me actually go to college. Let me actually do the things. Let me try. Instead of, I'm just going to stay home at the village.
Because you've got a lot of people that actually do use, like,
it's infuriating,
send you
sometimes
money for like a year or something, and then you go to college, you do what's best for you, and then now you're able to be in a position where you can look after yourself. In that situation, Hundo P, I will always support that movement. But not
when people just stay home and then is like, what? But yeah, I'm just kind of like wanting to have this conversation seriously, because like, it just when you really think about and then you couldn't go on school trips because your parents ain't got money, but they sent the money back home. But now here we are, many years later, and there's nothing. And then they look at you, and they go, "Can you send money?" No.
The answer will always be no. I really hate to say this, but I learned a very, very unfortunate lesson when I went back home.
and decided to just like, you know, stay at home by myself for like a hot minute whilst my parents were. I learned that. Mm-hmm. And the thing is sometimes so difficult to say no, especially when you're there yourself.
It was so like, difficult. So difficult.
It breaks you inside because every single ounce of you wants to be like, you should know
that it's your family, all this. But that guilt, man, it can keep you trapped into sending like a couple hundred every month to your detriment.
That is the thing. And that is why I've never thanked the Lord. Do you know how easy I find it to detach?
I think that's actually the thing that's happening with our sort of generations, you know, ground zero generation, whatever, first generation, all of that kind of stuff, is because we don't have those connections in the same way.
That's the thing, yeah.
Sometimes the guilt doesn't work in the same way. So I'll get the guilt out of my parents. So like, for example, when I've actually sent an amount of money back, it's because like my actual grandmother needed healthcare. So I will do it for that because it's like immediate, as in like that's an immediate family member. And it's also like, it's your grandma, you know what I mean? Like, what are you going to say? No,
you know,
to your grandma, like, actually like life or death, I'm sending money and it's healthcare. But if it's just like nonsense, just like, you're just going to go spend it and you ain't trying to better yourself or you're not trying to gain any addition. You're not even saying like, oh, can I get money to buy a book to learn about, you know, this? That's why actually when I last sent stuff back home, I just sent books.
I do get you. And I just, honestly, the whole conversation for me personally is so disheartening because I just don't, like, fine.
It makes you seem like you've become that thing that they always warn you about. Oh, well, you've become too white. It's not even a thing. Or something like that.
But the thing is that it's not even that for the situation. It's just like, can you not assume that everybody is in the financial position to do something that they're not? Because once they say that they cannot, and they generally cannot, you're now, like, cussing, like, getting cussed out by people because you can't do something. And you genuinely can't, like, you're struggling yourself. You can't support yourself at home. You're barely being able to do things, make ends meet.
But like the second you turn 18, the second you see the, anyway, no, I can't even, guys, because it just makes me feel so awful and so guilt-ridden. But at the same time, it's teach a man to fish, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And to be fair with you, the guilt doesn't even sit on me anymore because then nobody's...
Actually, nobody sent me money.
Thank you. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. There's people back at home. They can ask them what's been happening in Shirley's in life for the last 5 years. They won't tell you pimp. They won't tell you about half the struggles that I've went through. They won't tell you about how I struggled with X, Y, and Z or this or this or this or that. Yeah, but they'll be the first niggas to cuss me out if I don't send money.
Yep.
Where were you?
There's definitely a bit of thing there.
You were getting drunk.
You're asking me for money. But what will happen if I ask you for money? I think that's what we're doing in 2023. If anybody from back home asks me for money, I'm going to ask for money back.
Yeah, send me 50. I'll send you 50. You send me like 65 back. Yeah?
Interest. Well, Just add interest. Just randomly. Guys, I think before Christmas comes, we should all start messaging those problematic family members and asking them for money for Christmas.
We should.
For Christmas present.
Yeah, we're struggling right now.
Yeah.
We're struggling right now. Yeah. I can't afford a present for my non-existent baby. There you go.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to ask for
it. Uncle, I gave birth. Like, that's the thing. Uncle, I gave birth 2 months ago.
You've got to say that the government is no longer stepping up to help with the cost of living heat and all that stuff. So, guys, back home. Hundreds.
We don't want to help black people anymore. Can you help us?
No, someone needs to start a group WhatsApp back home. To fundraise for some of these cost of living payments. Are you serious?
I don't care what you do. Sell fat cakes and lemonade.
What a non-serious, serious conversation. Add black
stuff. So guys, that was another fantastic episode.
Yeah, I think on that note, to be continued, because I think there's definitely something. Let us know, guys. Do you?
I want to sit down with a large group of black people and have this conversation. Very large group of black people, and I want to just get a full reading, and I want to hear if the Jamaicans go through this.
I want to know if Asian people are also going through this. Have you all cut ties? Like, not cut ties, cut ties, but have you cut financial ties? I just want to know, guys.
Yeah,
because
do white people do this?
Silence, as none of us has got lived experience.
Do you think these expats living in Africa sending money back to the UK?
Yeah.
They're not immigrants, they're white.
Okay. On that note, guys, this has been fantastic. Please make sure to go to Ko-fi, so ko-fi.com/blackscottpod if you enjoyed this episode and would like to buy us a coffee. Also, it will be in the description box to go there. And do follow us on socials, where you can find us at blackscottpod on pretty much everything, including TikTok, where we have some TikToks that we have uploaded.
Yeah, we're going to release more TikTok content, guys.
So make sure you get on there and follow us, your faves, on there. Also at Susie Mwanza, as always, on everything.
And we'll just say Thickness Prime on everything aside from Instagram, because if y'all don't have me on Instagram by now, you'll find it on the podcast. Name Shirley.
You'll find it in the comment section.
In the comment section.
But also, literally, I had a look through TikTok for your name, and yeah, sorry, it's taken.
What, Thickness Prime or Thickness Prime?
Shirley McPherson is always taken.
All right, yeah.
You've got to be first one of these
days. That's the most generic white name to ever be put on this entire earth.
You've got to get ahead of them. Come on, you can do it. The next time a new social media pops up, you've got to get in there. And
I'll be the first one to get it just so that I can take my name.
I've registered for peripheral social medias that you don't even know about. But I went in there and I was like,
you better let me know. I'm
claiming this name.
I'm taking my name.
Yeah, basically. Anyway.
But yeah, guys, leave comments, you know. Yay. We need to hear your feedback, as always. And give us a wee rating if you can.
Yes, indeed.
That has been us.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Next week, perhaps, yes. Stay tuned. Okay, bye.
Bye.